Let's chant the verse 6. Can you repeat after me? It's on page. It's the first page. Everybody have it? Ya eko vibhati svata shuddha chetaha. Ya eko vibhati svata shuddha chetaha. Prakasha swarupo pinane vadhishu. Prakasha swarupo pinane vadhishu. Sharavo dakasto yathapanurekaha.
Sharavo
dakasto yathapanurekaha. Sanityo paladhi swarupo hamatma.
Sanityo paladhi swarupo hamatma.
We translate this again, and then we're going to cut ahead to the bhasha where we left off last week. But let's take a look at it. First Sandhi. Yaha ekaha vibhati swataha shuddha chetaha. Prakasha swarupaha api nana iva dishu. Sharava udaka staha yatha banuhu ekaha. Sa saha nitya upalabdhi swarupaha aham atma. So the bottom line, aham atma, saha aham atma, right? I am that self, saha aham atma, I am that self. Nitya upalabdhi swarupaha, by whoever he compound, whose nature, whose swarupa, is nitya upalabdhi, limitless, timeless, upalabdhi is word used for consciousness. So, I am that self whose nature is timeless consciousness. Yaha, now after the top line. Who? With me at the top line? Mm-hmm. Who is ekaha? Who is one? Vibhatihi, who, we could say who being one, vibhatihi, shines. Swataha, of its own accord. Shuddha chetaha, for those whose mind is pure. Like the shuddha chetaha, the one whose mind is pure. Cheta is mind, shuddha pure. Okay?
Pure, no obstructions or what?
Pure. You know what pure, antakarna shuddhi, all of the meanings of pure, pure mind. Okay? Prakasha swarupaha api. Even though prakasha swarupaha, that with api, often it can be translated as even though. Api can mean and, it can be also. Also is the most common meaning, but often it translates as api even though. So prakasha swarupaha api, even though being prakasha swarupaha, again a bahuvrahi, one whose swarupa is prakasha, light, consciousness itself. Prakasha being used means light, but light is like a metaphor for consciousness. Who is luminous? Nana iva dishu. It is as though nana, many, buddhish, dishu or buddhishu, in the buddhis. So in everybody's buddhi, in all of the buddhis, in all of the minds, in English you say, it appears as though many. When you use eva, you can say as though many, like many. Like many won't work in English. You can say it shines as though, it appears as though many. That's another way of using this eva, okay? He's going to give an example. Sharava is a bowl, udaka, water, staha, abiding in. That which is abiding in a bowl of water. Yatha, just as. Banuhu, the sun, nominative singular. Banuhu, the sun, which is ekaha. Banuhu, ekaha. Just as the sun, which is one. Yatha, just as. Yatha, banuhu, ekaha. Just as the sun, which is one, is abiding in, staha, is placed in, abiding in, a bowl of water. The water in a bowl. literally. Shadava is bowl. Udaka, water. Staha, abiding in, placed in, situated in. Just like the sun, which is one, is there in a bowl of water. Situated and placed in a bowl of water. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Nice.
So I am that Atma who being one, shines Swataha of its own accord for the one whose mind is pure.
Yeah, isn't Chetaha plural?
It's not plural, it's from Chetas. Chetaha, I think it's in the nominative, masculine nominative singular from Chetas. Okay? So even though itself being luminous, being one, so that even though, and you're going to go take all of this, right? So even though that which is one and it is self prakasha, is shining of its own accord, it is as though, it appears as though many, nana, where? Dishu and all of the buddhis. Just like the sun, which is one, you know, shines as though many in bowls of water, placed in bowls of water. Notice that you can say that in a compound, Sharava Udaka, I could say in bowls of water, plural, to match buddhis. Hmm. Because in a compound, you have freedom to give the singular, dual, or plural in all of the members except the last one. The last one you have to take the member, the one that's given, okay? The number that's given. Everybody see it? So we did the commentary on this up until... the bottom of page 3 is where I believe we're starting. This is a long commentary. We're just going to do these two pages through page 5 and then move on to verse 7. Okay.
Move on to what page?
Verse 7. Right now you just have to be bottom of page 3.
Okay.
Okay. There has been a discussion about the the Jivanmukta. Okay? So now they're going to ask a question, a doubt. Repeat after me. And for those of you who haven't been here, you can read the Bhasha. I've got a translation of it there to study it on your own, but we're going to start for now. We're going to start from here. Nanu katam Jivanmukta.
Nanu katam Jivanmukta.
Dehavans tavat jivan ityuchate.
Dehavans tavat jivan ityuchate.
Jivan nityuchate.
Jivan nityuchate.
Tasya jivatopi.
Tasya jivatopi.
Yadi dehabhavo mukti. That's enough. Yadi deha bhavo.
Yadi deha bhavo.
Mukti rabhi prayate.
Mukti rabhi prayate.
Nasa vupapadyate.
Nasa vupapadyate.
Virodhat.
Virodhat.
Nahi.
Nahi.
Jivato.
Jivato.
Deha bhavah sambhavati.
Deha bhavah. Somebody.
Let's go through the Sunday. First line. Nanu katam jivan muktaha. Nothing. Dehavan tavat. The nakara, when it comes before the cha-cha, tra-ta, tra-ta, or ta-ta, changes to anuswara plus the corresponding sibilant. Okay? So dehavans tavat. Jivan iti uchate. The nakara doubles there because it's preceded by a short vowel. Mm-hmm. So it's jivan, that is short, so you're going to get a doubling of the nakara. So jivan, then iti, ifus u, the young sundi, right? Uchate. So jivan iti uchate. Everybody see? Tasya. Jivataha api. What is that? When it's followed by Vasarga, followed by a short a. The Vasarga, the and Vasarga go to O, and the a becomes a Vagraha. Jivato api. Jivataha api. Yadi. Now to break the set compound. Deha abhavaha. A plus vasarga plus soptan soon, or a goes to o. Right? Deha abhavaha. Muktihi abhiprayate. Any vowel except or a, followed by soft consonant or vowel, the visarga goes to repha. Muktihi abhiprayate. Na asau upapajate. Upa plus a is a. Na asau, au plus any vowel including itself goes to av. Right? Na asau upapajate. Viro dot. Na hi jivataha. A plus vasarga plus soft consonant or a goes to o. Deha abhavaha aposa. Deha abhavaha. Sambhavati vasarga stays. There bhavaha stays or can go to the sakara. The corresponding sibling. Everybody clear on the sandhi? Nanu, doubt. Katam jivan muktaha. Katam means how. How is he a jivan muktaha? How a jivan muktaha? In English we'd say, how can he be a jivan muktaha? How is it possible? How can there be a jivan muktaha? I say in the translation, how can one be liberated while living? And I put in brackets jivan muktaha because we have to have a translation. So in English, for us, we just say, how can one be a jivan muktaha? How can one be living liberated? How is it possible? Okay. Dehavan. When you take the vat, a vat affix that is declined, not vat that's indeclinable, a vat after word that's indeclinable, it means like, but vat that's declinable means possessed of. Mm-hmm. So dehavat becomes dehavan in the nominative singular. So dehavan, possessed of a body, one who is possessed of a body. Tavat, as long as, dehavan, right? Dehavan tavat, as long as one has a body, jivan iti uchate. As long as one has a body, he is living. Living is a present participle. One, in English you say, one is living as long as one has a body. Right? Iti uchate. Thus it is said. Tasya, because we say like this, how can one be a jivan muktaha? Why? Because, as he's going to build his argument, as long as one has a body, one is living. So that's what you mean by the word jivan, right? This is idiuchite, this is said. Everybody knows it, okay? Idiuchite. Tasya jivataha api. We could say, for now, for him, for one, tasya for him, jivataha, who is living, for that, we could say like this, for him, for the one who is living, you can say, for that person who is living, for that one who is living. Tasya jivataha. Jivataha is also a present participle and it's in the sixth case. So, for one who is living, yadi, if, even for one who is living, deha abhavaha, the absence of a body, muktihi, liberation, nominative singular, abhiprayate. Okay. So now this first part says, and remember this is the Purvapaksha. Purvapakshi, this is the argument, the objection. So this person is saying, if by muktihi, if muktihi, abhiprayate is taken to mean deha bhavaha, being without a body, then tasya jivata api, even for one who is living, if for one who is living also, you could say, if being without a body, is abhiprayate is meant by liberation. Because some people think liberation means you don't have a body. You've lost your body, you've lost everything. Then, na asau upapajate. This is not possible. Asau, this. Na upapajate. This is not tenable. This is not possible. Right? If you say that liberation, which is taken to mean being without a body, is there for a person who is living, even for a person who is living, this isn't possible. Why isn't it? Viro dhat. Because contradictory. In English, you could say just because contradictory or because it's a contradiction. A person who is living, only a person who is living has a body. If you say that liberation means that you're without a body, right, the loss of the body, then how can there be liberation for a person who has a body? That's not tenable. No, upapadyate, it's not logical, it's not possible, it's not tenable. Why, viro dot? Because it is contradictory. You really see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just an argument. So he this Purvapakshi says, he makes it even more clear. Na he because jivataha, for one who is living, present participle, for the living, deha abhavaha, the absence of a body, na sambhavati, is not possible. Na sambhavati means it's not possible. Because the absence of a body for the living, na sambhavati, is not possible. Deha bhavaha is in the nominative singular. The absence of a body, na sambhavati, is not possible. Jivataha, for the living, sixth case, present participle.
This entire argument is for the person who equates liberation with no body.
Right. So that's his first argument. If you take liberation to mean the absence of a body, and then the person who's gaining this knowledge has a body, that's contradictory. Why? Because you can't, if liberation means the absence of a body, if the person is still living, then they can't be liberated. That's the person's argument. And he's going to go on with another version. All the Purvapakshas are baloney.
That's their definition.
Okay. Repeat after me, please. Atta satyapi dehe.
Atta satyapi dehe.
Bhoga vichedo vichedo mukti riti.
Bhoga vichedo mukti riti.
Tadapi nya chaturashram. Chaturashram.
Tadapi nya chaturashram.
Further, atta satyapi dehe. Sati, oh, let's do the sandhi. Atta sati api yan sandhi. Dehe bhoga vichedaha muktihi refa, this order becomes ora, muktihi iti. Tad api na chaturashram. Atta here can mean further. Sati api dehe. Even when there is a body, even when the body is there, say if you accept that, even if you could say even when the body is absolute locative, even when the body is there, even while the body is there, even if the body is there. So further, sati api dehe, even while the body is there, even if the body is there, bhoga vichedaha muktihi iti. Mukti is the vicheda, means the cutting off, the total cutting off of bhoga, of pleasure, of enjoyment. Bhoga is either raga, not just raga dvesha, the enjoyment through sense perception of anything. Whether it's a positive or negative, it's bhoga. It's something that's being experienced. So that bhoga, that experience of pleasure and pain, is called bhoga. So bhoga vicheda would be the total elimination, the cutting off of that. So further, it's notice that mukti iti would say further, if even while the body is there, say you're defining mukti as bhoga vicheda. Right? Because first they say mukti means the absence of a body. That's the first argument. Now they say, okay, even while the body is there, if you're defining mukti while the body is there as being bhogavicheda. The total negation, total cutting off of any type of sensory pleasure or sensory experience, bhoga. Okay? Tad api, that also, na chaturashram, means doesn't square well. Chatur means four, so we have an expression like that. It doesn't square well, right? The same thing.
Does chatur also mean clever?
I don't know. And I know it means four.
Four.
But if you look it up, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work well. But in English, I translate it doesn't square well because we have that same expression.
What was the Sanskrit expression?
Chaturashram. Doesn't square well. Doesn't sit well. Doesn't make sense.
Is that the actual translation?
Yeah, it is. So that also doesn't work well. That also doesn't square well. Why? So repeat after me. Give the reason. This is still the Purva Paksha, right? Sakala bhoga karanendriya sampattau.
Sakala bhoga karanendriya sampattau.
Bhoga vichedasya.
Bhoga vichedasya.
Asambhavitatvat. So, Sandhi, sakala bhoga karana, this is Gunasandhi, karana indriya, a plus e, karana indriya sampattau, from sampatti, sampattau, look at it, bhoga vichedasya asambhavitatvat. Let's look at this first one. Sakala means all. Bhoga, enjoyment. Or that's one way of translating. So all, enjoyment. Karana, cause. Indriya, sense organs. Sampatti. Let's see how I translate it, sampatti. Oh, yeah, okay. This is what I was trying to think of. Just a second. Let me remember this. Okay. Everybody remember sadhana chatushtya sampatti? Sadhana chatushtya are the fourfold sadhanas, viveka, vairagya, shamadamadi, you know, and then mumukshutvam. So the adhikari, the qualified student, is adhikari. The adhikari is the one who has, right, the sadhana chatushtya. So we would say, adhikari sadhana chatushtya sampattihi, the one who is endowed with sampattihi, the one who is endowed with the sadhana chatushtya, that one is the adhikari. So here when they say, that's how they're using sampatti here.
This means one who is
endowed with. So here it would say, sakala, all bhoga, all enjoyment, karana cause, the cause for all enjoyment, means when one has sampatti, indriyas. When one has indriyas, the indriyas, which when one is endowed with the indriyas, which are the cause for all bhoga, sakala, bhoga, karana, indriya, sampatti, locative singular, bhoga vichedasya, for of the elimination, the cutting off of enjoyment, asambhavitatvat. Because now reading backward, remember sambhava can mean to be born, but it also means, sambhava means to be tenable. So asambhava is all often used because of it's untenable, because it's impossible. So sambhavitatvat, that twat you translate is because of being. Okay, so sambhavitatvat, because of, in English we'd say, because of bhoga vicheda being impossible, asambhavitatvat, because of being impossible for bhoga vicheda. In English, how would you say it? You'd say like this, because of bhoga vicheda being impossible. Okay? when one is endowed with sense organs, which are the cause for all enjoyment. Okay? So cutting off enjoyment is impossible. Cutting off bhoga is absolutely impossible when one is endowed with sense organs, because sense organs are the cause, the karana, right, for sakala bhoga, for all enjoyment. Okay? Mithya jnana nibandhano. Hi bhogaha. Tasya cha. Samyak jnanena. Nivrittatvat. Bhoga vichedaha. Iti chet. Na. Bhaditasyapi. Mithya jnanasya. Dvichandradik jnanavat. Anuvritya bhupagamat. Anuvritya bhupagamat.
Anuvritya bhupagamat.
Okay, let's work our way through this. Yeah. Mithya jnana nibandhanaha. Okay, first part. Mithya jnana nibandhanaha. Hi bhogaha. Because bhoga, enjoyment, has for its nibandhana, has for its cause, mithya jnana. Mithya jnana means false knowledge, but erroneous knowledge. But what it means is that knowledge that takes place within the subject-object relationship is mithya jnana. So any knowledge really that takes place within the creation is mithya jnana, right? So you can say erroneous knowledge.
So it's not really like viparya. I mean, because pramana takes place within.
It can mean viparya also. It can be error also. Like, for instance, we would use as an example, if you see the snake on the rope, the snake is an example for mithya jnana. The rope is what is actually there. But when you get down to, well, what is erroneous knowledge? Right? If we're talking about jnanam, it's anything that takes place within duality.
Okay. All right. So it's more profound.
It's more profound. Mithya jnana means false knowledge. Well, this is all false knowledge in a sense. But it can also be used for what we call pratibhasaka, the individual projection onto something also. Mm-hmm. Right, so like seeing the snake for a rope.
Mm-hmm. So there's two projections, one the creation and false.
Do you have this? I got this directly from Swamiji because I wanted him to give me a real definition of mithya jnana, because we use this word all the time. So, do you see number two in the footnote?
Yeah.
When the subject-object division is taken to be real, that is called mithya jnana.
Oh.
Then look at the number three. This is right verbatim from him. In the wake of knowledge of the non-dual reality, the appearance of the subject-object division remains. The mithya jnana becomes bhadita. We'll be reading about this in a minute. Sublated, that is, the experience remains, but it is no longer taken to be real, like the person who, even though seeing two moons because of a defect in the eye, knows there is only one moon. That's bhadita mithya jnanam. For the jnani, there's bhadita mithya jnanam, because we go on experiencing the creation, we go on experiencing duality. Right? When you gain knowledge, the experience of duality doesn't go away, but it becomes bhadita. So the mithya jnanam for you is sublated. Bhadita means you experience it, but you know what it is. Another example for that is when we see the sun rise and set.
Yeah.
That's mithya jnanam, which is sublated because our knowledge tells us, and we know clearly without any doubt that the sun is not rising and setting. So you have jnanam in spite of your experience. Jnanam that the sun, knowledge that the sun doesn't rise in spite of your experience that it rises. Here, in spite of the experience of duality, we are experiencing subject-object duality. In spite of the experience of duality, we know that there's only one.
Okay. Could you define in English sublated?
Sublated means technically you continue to experience something, but the reality of what you're experiencing has been negated. So that's a little, if you say something is negated, that's simpler. It's just, it's negated, it's not real. But when you say sublated, bodhita, it means even though you're experiencing it, you know that it's not real. Now, bodhita can also just be used in terms of negated. You know, it can also just translate it as negated. But if it's appropriate, then bodhita means even while experiencing it, you know it's not true.
Doesn't bodhita also mean as though sometimes translated?
That's, yeah, as though real. That's the bodhita. Yeah.
Well, this is a direct...
Because, see, when you say as though it's there, right?
Mm. Mm.
It is there.
Mm.
But you know that it's not real.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You could put this in quotes if it's an actual quote. I mean...
I will, but I have to go back and finish it. This is not yet finished.
Awesome. Sorry.
No. One last thing to ask. Nitya Gyan does not at all mean knowledge of Nitya?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
Question.
Yeah.
What was the question?
It's just the opposite.
See, you missed it. It was
Nitya Gyan could be knowledge of Nitya. I've never seen it used that way. I mean, it could be, technically, right?
Because then it would come out exactly the opposite meaning of what it's
yeah,
intended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Nitya Jnanam is such a technical term that I don't think anybody would dare use it in that way. But it could be. Why couldn't it be? It's just a Shesti Tat Purusha type of compound, right? But Nitya is also indeclinable.
Ah, it's an indeclinable.
No, I was still.
Remember, we have to think about that, right? Because you can't do a shashti with an indeclinable.
That's right.
That'd be
a
bottom.
Right. Yeah.
So it can't be that.
Yeah. I don't think it can be, Kiki, because Nitya is indeclinable.
Uh-huh.
And for a shashti tat purusha where this would be in the sixth case, the first member would be in the sixth case, Nitya can't be in the sixth case. So then I would have to review and see what are the different options for these avyayi bhava where. Bhavas where the indeclinable is used in the compound. I have to teach you our compound so I can review it. Right?
Okay.
I
didn't get any of that.
That's fine. Let's take a look at this. Because this first part, mitya jnana nibandana hi bhogaha, because or since bhoga, enjoyment, has for its cause mitya jnana. Okay? Tasya cha, samyak jnanena, and by the clear knowledge of that, nivrittatvat bhoga vichedaha iti chet. If you iti chet, thus if you say. It literally it just says thus if. And if we were translating it, when you're making a translation, you don't really want to use that kind of a shorthand, probably. So you say, thus, if you say, there is bhoga vichedaha. Okay? Because bhoga vichedaha is the only nominative here. So, and there's no verb. So you would say, if you say there is bhoga vicheda, because of the nivrittatvat, because of the nivritti, nivritta, the elimination of that nivrittatvat, because of that being eliminated, tasya nivritta tvat, by clear knowledge. Okay? This, we're still in the Purvapaksha. And if you say there is the total cutting off of enjoyment, because there's the elimination of that by clear knowledge, by samyajnanam, if you say that, then no. We could say, we say no. Why? Bhaditasya api nityajnanasya bhadita... Oh, sorry. No. We have to read this part, right? Okay. Bhaditasyapi
bhaditasyapi
nityajnanasya
nityajnanasya
Dvi Chandradi Jnanavat.
Dvi Chandradi Jnanavat.
Anuvritya Bhupagamat.
Anuvritya Bhupagamat.
We did read it.
We did read that.
Can we read it? Okay, let me do the Sunday for it again. Bhatitasya api mitya jnanasya dvi chandra adi jnanavat anuvritti abhyupagamat. Okay? No. Bhatitasya api mitya jnanasya genitive, we'll just do it word by word. Even though sublated, Bhadita, sublated, even though negated in the sense of sublated, okay? Even though negated for mitya jnana, for erroneous knowledge, even though it is negated, Bhadita syapi mitya jnanasya, dvi chandradi jnanavat, like the jnana, like the cognition of two moons, etc. With that, if there's something wrong with my eyes, or if you press your eye, if you press your eyes and look up at the moon, you'll see two moons. Or if you have problems with your eyes and you need glasses, even though you know the two moons are not there, they still remain, right? That's bodhita. So for a person who has eye problems, they see double, so they could continue seeing two moons, right? Another example we'll see later, I don't, if we get to it. They use an example of like a person who has jaundice. Jaundice is so common in India. They see everything is yellow. So they see a conch shell, somebody gives them, holds a conch shell, and they say, oh, what a beautiful yellow conch shell. Then the person says to them, oh, I'm sorry, that's your jaundice. Because you have jaundice, you've seen it as yellow, but actually it's white. And the person say, oh, I see it. That's why I see everything is yellow, because of the jaundice. But you say it's white, I understand. This is white, even though I'm seeing it as yellow. Right? The yellow's not going to go away as long as the jaundice is there. Right? As long as they have eye problems, the two moons are not going to go away, even though they know it's one. Do you get it?
I get it. I'm not sure about this jaundice example, but I understand.
In India, when you have liver problems,
I'm not sure the person that has jaundice actually sees yellow. I know the skin and the eyes turn yellow, but I'm not sure they actually perceive it as yellow.
Well, it's an ancient example.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
So I would say they must have been seeing yellow.
Yeah.
My whole body's yellow, but they're also seeing yellow. So I've never seen yellow.
Well, your eyeballs turn yellow.
Yeah, your eyeballs turn yellow. Anyway, they seem to know what they mean.
Yeah.
and I'm telling you what they mean.
Right.
Okay?
They had it back then, too.
But you understand the example? Mm-hmm. Now look at the but there. That but is an indeclinable but. And it means like. Do you see? Dvi Chandradi Jnanavat. Like the cognition of two moons. Dvi is two, Chandra moon, Adi, etc. Jnana here is just cognition. But like the cognition of two moons. Anuvritti, abhyupagamat. Abhyupagamat, let's take that first. Abhyupagamat means accepting. Because of accepting. In other words, if I give you, it would be like this. If I tell you an argument, say I give this argument about seeing the sunrise, but there is no sunrise. If I give you that argument, you accept that. Because you know that, it's clear to you. If I give you the example of the two moons, for the one who's, even though there's one moon, you accept that. So here, they're saying, because of accepting the anuvritti. Anuvritti means the continuation of the mitya jnanam, which has been sublated, which has been, even though it's been negated. You accept that. Like you accept, just like the two moons, like the cognition of two moons, because of accepting the anuvritti, the continuing of the bhaditasyapi mitya jnanasya, because of accepting the continuation of the mitya jnana, even though sublated, okay, just like the cognition of two moons, okay, then what? Anyata.
Anyata.
Let me just tell you this whole little argument from Mitya Jnana Nibandhanaha Hi Bhogaha. Remember, we're still in the Purva Paksha here. It says, if you say, this is what the Purva Paksha is telling to the Siddhanti. If you're going to say this, we don't accept it. He says, if you say that the enjoyment has its cause, is born of mithyajnanam, is caused by mithyajnanam, by false knowledge, and then you continue to say, and the and there is bhogavicheda, there's a cutting off of that completely, there's bhogavicheda of that, because of, there is bhogavicheda, the elimination of that, because of the nivritti, getting rid of the mithyajnanam by sadmyajnanam, by clear knowledge. If you say that, you say, no, that's not true. Why? Because you yourself accept anupakamat, because of accepting the continuation of the mithyajnanam, even though it's ablated, like the two moons. So even if you gain clear knowledge, the Purvapakshi is saying, even if you gain clear knowledge which negates the mithyajnanam still stays. Right? Yeah, the mithyajnanam is still going to stay. And so therefore, you will continue to have experience the bhoga. His first thing was moksha is not possible because if moksha means the elimination of the body, moksha is not possible. Okay? Second thing he says, okay, if you say moksha means the elimination of all bhoga, that also is not possible. Because even if you say that bhoga is eliminated by clear knowledge, still it bodhita, it still remains there being experienced. See what I mean? You're still experiencing it even though you have clear knowledge. So you can't do any bhoga vicheda, it's not going to be cut off. You'll still have the experience. As long as you have a body and sense organs, you'll still continue to experience.
I had a little mental lapse. The Purva Paksha is the doubt argument.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So now he says,
this is good.
Anyata dehavan neva nasyat.
Anyata dehavan neva
nasyat. Anyata, otherwise, dehavan eva nasyat. He would not have a body. Dehavan, being one with a body, eva definitely nasyat. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a body. Right? If the mithyajnana does not remain bodhita, does not remain as bodhita, then there's not going to be any body. No body will be there. You get rid of the sense organs, you get rid of the body, you get rid of the mind by jnanam.
Yeah.
There won't be, nobody's going to be there.
We'll all vanish.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be neat? You get young and disappear.
Okay.
Okay.
It's hard to know that this is a Purva Paksha.
Yeah.
Until you get further on. In fact, Swamiji was reading this with me.
Yeah.
He was reading this and he was saying, this is the Siddhanta, and I said, no, Swamiji, it's the Purva Paksha. And he said, no, it's the Siddhanta, and I said, you haven't read far enough. Keep reading. So I made him read the next page, and they, oh.
Because when Durga just asked, that's the Purva Paksha, I was like, no, that's not.
We're using our own arguments.
It's missing something.
Okay. Let's see, where am I? Okay. Repeat after me. Atha eva vidusham.
Atha eva vidusham.
Janakadinam.
Janakadinam.
Rajadikam.
Rajadikam.
Shruyate.
Shruyate.
So, atha eva vidusham.
Janaka Adinam Rajadikam Shruyate. Therefore, indeed, for wise men, genitive plural, Vidisham, Janakadinam, such as Janaka, Rajadikam, the ruling of a kingdom, etc. Raja means the ruling of a kingdom, etc. For Janaka, for wise men such as Janaka. These are figures in the Upanishads. So Janaka is often quoted in the Upanishad as somebody who, even though having knowledge, having jnana-nishtha, still remained working in the world to rule a kingdom, ruling a kingdom. So there's other examples, too, of wise men who are engaged in the world ruling a kingdom.
Okay, what is the Santi breakdown of Raja Adhikam?
Raja Adhikam.
Oh, Raja.
Raja Adhikam. So Shriyate, when it says Shriyate, really means is heard, but it technically means it, when they say Shriyate, it is said in the Shruti. When they say Shruyate, they're referring to Shruti statements. So in English, I'll usually just translate that as it is said in the as said in the Shruti. Okay, for everybody, see this little one? Okay. Shruti rapi devato.
Shruti rapi devato.
Bhogavichedam.
Bhogavichedam.
Pratishedhati.
Pratishedhati.
Nahavai.
Nahavai.
Sa sharirasya.
Sa sharirasya.
Sataha.
Sataha.
Priya priyayo.
Priya priyayo.
Let me do it like this. Priya priyayor.
Priya priyayor.
Apahatirasti.
Apahatirasti.
Iti.
Iti.
Okay. Now it says, Shrutihi, nominative singular, Shrutihi api also. The Shruti also. Dehavataha. Sixth case. From that Van, Dehavan. From Dehavat, the one who has a body, Dehavan, nominative singular, Dehavataha, Shashti, sixth case, singular. For the one who has a body, Bhogavichedaha, the cutting off of enjoyment for the one who has a body, Pratishedati, negates. The Shruti also negates. Pratisheda means to forbid, to negate, to... In this sense, it's just going to be negate. In the sense, says that it is not true. The Shruti also pratishedati. How did I translate? Did I just say negate? Yeah, negates. Negates is best. The Shruti also negates bhogavicheda for the dehavan. The cutting off of bhoga for the one who has a body. And he gives a quote. Nahavai, not have I definitely sa sharirasya sattaha, for the one who is having a body, while one that sattaha is means it's in the present participle, for one who is being with a body. So if I say sa sharirasya sattaha, for one who is existing with a body, so while one is having a body, priya apriya yoho apahatihi asti, na asti. There is no apahati. There is no getting rid of, or negation, or destruction, killing. There is no destruction of priya and apriya. There is no negation of priya and apriya. Negation in the sense of destroying. You can't get rid of it. There is no apahati. There is no destruction of pleasure and pain. Priya is that which is enjoyable, apriya that which is painful. So we said pleasure and pain. There is no na asti. There is no apahati, destruction of priya and apriya. It's a dwandra compound of priya and apriya, pleasure and pain. As long as one has a body, sa sharirasya sattaha, for one who is having a body, there is no destruction of pleasure and pain. Not possible. Iti, this is a Shruti statement. And I've got to put in the... I've got to... Hold on. Which Shruti? I think I have it. I just need to I forgot to put the actual shruti in. I have to look it up. Tasmat, read tasmat. Tasmat ayukta. Jivan muktaha muktihi iti.
Jivan muktihi iti.
Tasmat
ayukta.
Jivan muktihi iti.
Jivan muktihi iti.
Therefore, tasmat ayukta, nominative feminine singular, impossible, not tenable. Jivan muktihi iti. Therefore, jivan muktihi, living liberated, is ayukta, is untenable, impossible, improper, not right. All the synonyms, okay? Now, we can do a little bit. Everybody see it? So this is the Purvapaksha. He even quotes the Shruti. He gives all these reasons why it's impossible. All these reasons, and including Shrutis and bringing in Jenica, all these reasons why it's being a Jivan Mukti, liberation while living, is impossible. Yeah.
Can you resolve it a little bit?
Yeah, we have time for the first line of this page 5.
Gosh, I don't want to let you left there.
But you can, you know, you can study the...
Yeah.
Okay. Atrochite.
Atrochite.
Jivatas tavat.
Jivatas tavat.
Tattva jnanam utpadyate.
Tattva jnanam utpadyate.
Natu mritasya.
Natu mritasya.
Shamadamadehe.
Shamadamadehe.
Shravanam mananadehe adescha. Shravanam mananadescha.
Shravanam
mananadescha. Jnanahetroho.
Jnanahetroho.
Mrityasya sampavat.
Mrityasya sampavat.
Sandhi. Atra uchyate gunasandhi. A-u. Atra uchyate. Jivataha. Visarga goes to Sakara. Jivataha. Tavat. Tattva jnanam utpadyate na tu mritasya shama dama adehe shravana manana adehe compound shravana manana adehe cha jnana hetoho mritasya asampavat. Okay? Here, atra uchate. Here it is said. What they mean by that, here means, in reference, here's this doubt. So you could say in reference to this, regarding this, because atra is just a pronoun with a tra affix, giving the locative sense. That tra gives locative sense. So atra, in this regard, regarding this, in answer to this, or just atra just means here. Here it is said, or regarding this, in answer to this, it is said. Okay. Jivataha tavat, as long as one is living, for as long as jivataha, living, genitive singular, jivataha, present participle, living, tattva jnanam utpadyate. I would say, I would translate it like this. Tattva jnanam, knowledge of the truth. Atma jnanam. Tattva jnanam is like atma jnanam, self-knowledge. But knowledge of the truth, tattva jnanam, utpadyate, is born, arises, happens, as long as one is living. Jivataha, tavat. Or you could say, knowledge tattva jnanam takes place only for the living. Only for one is living. Not to mritasya, not for the dead. not for one who is dead. Right? Knowledge only takes place for someone who is living, not for someone who is dead. Not to mritasya. Shama dhamma dehe. Shama dhamma uparati tatiksha. Right from the viveka vairagya shama. Everybody know this? Shama, Dhamma, Upadhi, Titiksha, all of these? These mental qualifications for antakarana shuddhi, the shama dhamma, etc. Or shravana, so the shama dhamma, that's the upaya nishtha. Upaya nishtha means those are qualities that are necessary for antakarana shuddhi. Upaya nishtha, what is necessary for gaining knowledge? You need a certain type of mind, shama dhamma upadati tadiksha, that has these qualities. And that type of mind can gain atmajnanam through shravana, manana, nididhyasana. So shravana, manana, nididhyasana are the upaya nishtha. Okay? So, jnana hetoho, the cause, for the cause of knowledge, for the means that which it brings about, hetu means cause. Jnana hetu, what is the cause? What brings about knowledge? That's how they're using hetu. What is the cause for knowledge? Well, for the antakarana shuddhi, there's two, right? Upayanishta, upayanishta. The hetus for knowledge, right? Hetoho. The hetus for knowledge are what? Shamadhamma, upadati, all of those. And shravana, manana, nididhyasana. Those are the jnana hetus. Mrityasya asambhavat. Because of being impossible for a dead person. Okay? Because of the asambhavat, for a dead person, mrityasya asambhavat. Because of the impossibility of the causes of knowledge, jnana hetus, which consist of shama dhamma, etc., and shravana manana nididhyasana, these are impossible for a dead person. Everybody see that? The jnana hetu, such as the shama dhamma dehes in the genitive, it's adjectival to jnana hetu, the causes of knowledge, which are shama dhamma, etc., and which are shravana manana adehe, etc. So these two, shama dhamma dehe and shravana manana adehe, these two are adjectival to jnana hetu. Like both of these are causes for knowledge. These causes of knowledge are impossible for a dead, because of the impossibility of the jnana hetus for somebody who is dead, for a dead person. Everybody see it? Mm-hmm. It goes on for here. We'll have to stop.
We can pick up next week.
Can I just ask you one thing about the... The sun, I mean, like the person who sees the sun rise and set, but knows that it doesn't really do that.
Yes.
The thing is, isn't the problem with that the anonymous aparoksha, and those examples are not really, right? The knowledge that the person has isn't really aparoksha. Like,
yes, that's the limitation of the example, yeah. But you can still, what you can understand is that you're experiencing something at the same time knowing that what you're experiencing is not the absolute reality.
Right.
So even with knowledge, we're experiencing this. Agnani experiences this as absolute reality. But Agnani, this experience doesn't go away.
Right.
The Dvaita doesn't go away.
Yeah.
But you know something different. But right. What you know, the aparoksha jnanam of yourself is also evident.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Because it's aparoksha. It's direct and immediate. So that is evident at the same time this is evident. But this does not go away because you're not the cause of it. Just like you're not the cause of the illusion of the sun rising. That's why you can't get rid of it. Also, you're not the cause of the scene of the yellow conch. The jaundice is the cause of that. And so until you get rid of the jaundice, right, it goes into some depth on this. So maybe we'll do another couple of pages on this thing. It's really kind of interesting, this argument here, to finish up.
So they had jaundice 1,000 years ago in there.
I guess
so.
Sure.
They got it today.
Let's do a prayer.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.